Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
I said, good evening. It's Anna.
How are you?
I'm okay. Nice. Thank you.
It's nice to speak to you. It's been a while.
I've been muting.
I know you had said you wouldn't. So. Are you the only one on, I think?
No, I just heard Jasmine say hello.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So let us begin. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Terula, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Tacharenu, Nora, Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun, Na Gibor, Dor Sheyechudcha, Kevavat, Shamren, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin, Barchem tacharen, rachamei sitkacha, tamid damlem. Betet reish, tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh, virov tuvcha, nael adata. Het kuf bet, tet nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar, the pay that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the pay and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the name of God, Elohim, and also the Hebrew word for nature, Hateva. Yachid geyeh lamcha p'nei zochrei kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. And we utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to achieve this. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'Chanun. Erchapayim v'rav chesed v'emet notzer chesed l'alafim noseaon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5777, known as the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. when we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Tzatz Kiyah, which means to appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these five words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tav Shin Ayin Zion. And these letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5776, which is the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy also. The first we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit. Et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha'leviim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'leviim yishrei levav leitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame He Aka Rekaha. This second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai ad-de-ad ki-bi-ya Yo-hei Adonai Yo-hei-wa-hei Tzur-olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavo Yiyya, Asher Yitchabe Sham Wishavtem, Eilai El Nachom, Wechalati Yitchem, Wechayayim Yeshtel, Varetz Vehipasti Yoto, Bekol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayom. The year 5774 is the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. And that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami li Israel untati vishakan taktav vilo yirgaz od vilo yosiku Bene habla la anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 21st day of Iyar. Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Siegel, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef HaKohen Rabinowitz. And the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a class on Tikkuni Zohar. Tikkuni Zohar is the deepest level of the Kabbalah. It is not yet, well, it's been translated into English as we're using both the Aramaic and the English. But it is, there's only this one translation that I know of. There are parts of the Tikkuni Zohar that have been translated, but only this one fully translation. It is powerful because it is truly the only writing of Rabbi Shimon about the Kabbalah itself. It's 70 essays on the the word Bereshit, 70 explanations for this one word. We have been studying the introduction, what is called the Hakdamah. Today we will be reaching the beginning of the Tikkuni, the Tikkuns, the 70. We will start that tonight as we get into it. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. You'll find it on the last row, row 19, second column from the left. When you open that up, it gives you a landing page with the sections of the Tikkuni Zohar. This is class 15, which is section 17. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud, and then I will read a little bit of the Aramaic to make the connection. As we do each night, each class, we bring in this energy of the Zohar. So I'll read a few lines and then I'll tell you where we are and where you can start to scan from there, and we'll read only the English primarily. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Te Bid Hilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimu Liachda L'shem Yud He Bavav He Bihuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koneinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koneinu Hakdama Acharat Litakoni Litikuni Hazohar Bereshit Bara Elokim Wigomer Ketiv Hamash Kilim Uzhairo Kazohar Harakia Vigomer Eleni Nun Ravi Shimon Ben Yochai Achavarin Riv Rabbi Elazar Beria Verabi Abba Verabi Yose Verabi Chia Verabi Itak Vishar Chavaria Diaz Deru Zahiru Leal Ayla Kazohar Harakia My Kazohar Hilakad Abdo Ay Chavora Istachmo Alaya Leala Lekarav Leya Sefer HaZohar. That's the middle of the fifth line. We can start scanning from there. But before we start scanning, I will just mention, if I mispronounced any words, the teaching of the Zohar, of the Tikkuni Zohar, is Hashem corrects those words. So what may have come across as being incorrect, when it reaches Hashem's ears, it becomes corrected. We can start scanning. Everything comes down to that initial inspiration that comes from these insights that are offered here. Those who study Torah with this in mind are like the wise that shine with the radiance of the firmament. In fact, the radiance of the firmament are those Torah insights that speak into the deeper meanings of consciousness. The higher thoughts contained in the Zohar reflect that which is already present above. It is by connection with these higher thoughts that the many are brought to righteousness of the recognition of holiness. This recognition of holiness is the core of the way things work, and this is an eternal principle. Elijah, in today's parlance, represents the outsourcing of the revelation that voiced through him and is understood within our own thought atmosphere. In this way, the unification of holiness is shared above and below, regardless of the level of attainment. There is unity high and a hidden beyond thought, since thought is secondary and descriptive and encompassing, and you are without bounds. The Sephirot are presented in their unity of concealment, and yet by their awareness there exists the capacity for the direction of these hidden worlds, both revealed and not revealed. This direction has to do with our focus in any given moment and the attention we direct towards that focus. The key here is that in focusing upon one, we are focusing on all. We cannot therefore perceive the simple attributes of one without relating it to the entire panoply of the unfolding of what is to come. The Sephirot are byproducts of the higher processes of connection that may only be initiated from within by the source that is the mystery. This is an amazing statement, an amazing teaching. The Sephirot are a byproduct of our connection to Hashem. Out of these Sephirot is the superimposed visualization of the body. The centers of awareness called arms, body, and legs, and the organ of generation that completes this image serves to fulfill the oral Torah, or the mouth, which is Malkut, the place where creation speaks its intention into fruition. The inner thought and the heart of Chachma and Bina are conversations of holiness that are hidden until our awareness rises to the level of recognizing them within. What this paragraph is saying is that Chachma and Bina are constantly in communication with each other, and that communication is only in the frame of holiness. And we are not aware that that communication is taking place constantly until we raise our spiritual level and our consciousness to be able to hear that conversation. Continuing to read. The way of emanation, or higher Keter, contains the end in the beginning, issuing forth holiness, just as water irrigates a tree, and then grows through the emanations of holiness. They grow in connection with the unity ever-present, rising from above. This is the spirit body, unseen, and is the framework upon which the body resides and is kept together by the unity of the holy name, Yud Hey Vav Hey. The fountain that waters the tree is made up of all the insights, the revelations, the holy words, the names, and the higher thoughts that bring forth every blessing, including the blessing of life itself. Don't bother trying to fathom the depths of holiness. They are unreachable, and yet connection is always available. Does that sound like a paradox? It is. They're unreachable, but you can connect. Connection means you've reached it. But what it's really saying is you can never attain that level. You can just touch it. It cannot bring holiness inside of himself. You can only touch it and bring it to the exterior of yourself. Continuing to read. So that you should recognize the organization above and below, part is revealed to awaken your awareness. This awareness grows and perceives various levels and still cannot encompass all. Unified above and below, you are over all. Imagine the Sephirot in all their aspects, how they are called their names, like the angels. That's the end of section 17A. Does anybody have any questions? Section 17B. Let us scan the Aramaic. Section 17B. It is the unity of emanation that is the driving force of creation. This is the supreme principle that animates everything and without which there is nothing. Cause and effect are what we are taught by the sovereignty of judgment and mercy so that we may directly experience our recognition of the way things work. Judgment is the effect that reaches back to the cause. This is something we may only see by reflection. Elijah, who has been speaking, gives express permission to reveal the mysteries that come through Rabbi Shimon's innate understanding. Rabbi Shimon calls forth the Shekhinah, which represents the awareness of the way things work. Only through this awareness may the righteous become enlightened. So the Shekhinah gives voice to awaken, to inspire, and to enlighten. Our response is to open, awake, and to give up our exile or our blocked perception. The Shekhinah arises via our recognition and our reflection upon holiness. It is the unity of being that sends forth the Shekhinah, being quiescent in the holy name, until our recognition draws her out of exile, filling her with from the fountain of all higher thoughts. And so begins the 70 ways the word Bereshit is described, is explained in this opening passage of Torah. And that is the end of the section 17B. We will go on to class 16, section 18A, the Tikkun 1. We are going to scan section 18A. I'm reading the first tikkun. Bereshit, bet reshit, zeh hasha'ar lahashem, tzadikim yevo Yevaobo. In the beginning, Bereshit, made up of the letters Bet and Reshit, this is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter into it. This is the gate of the righteous who have permission to enter there, and those who are not righteous cannot enter from there. In it are inscribed and depicted and engraved the images of higher and lower. 18a. Bereshit. Bet is the beginning of the start of the creation cycle. What is the gate of the Lord? It is the understanding that the end is contained within the beginning. This is the same understanding that the righteous must have to enter that same gate. It is the image-making power of consciousness that gives it its eternal connection. Instead of this creation cycle, the images that are envisioned above are the same as below. For example, the end is contained within the beginning. The central idea of the matter is Ezekiel's vision with the four faces representing the fixed signs of the zodiac, suggesting the heavens are where he witnesses his revelation. How then does this relate to consciousness? The images that we transcribed within take on the character of these four faces. The lion represents the powerful emotions that go into the image making, whereas the bull represents the tenacity of the vision, and the eagle represents the soaring capacity of the vision and its ability to connect on high. It is man that by definition directs the vision via his holy connection that comes about when he has the recognition of holiness that evokes the Shekhinah filling him with that holiness. It is the Shekhinah that connects him to the world around him. The holy Shekhinah there, in the form of Adam, she is his image. She is his seal, and about her it is said in Song of Songs, "Place me as a seal upon your heart." The Shekhinah is the essence of man, becoming in effect the superimposition of holiness that only comes from the recognition of unity within. It is out of the recognition that holiness is indeed the sign of the covenant, in the covering of the Shekhinah, through which there is revealed the hidden ways of creation. The Shekhinah makes its operation, its connections, via the love that is near and strong and is akin to the love Israel has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The thing is that in exile, God wants us back with him, close to him, and therefore provides the Shekhinah to be mindful of that love to guide us back to him. Anything which prevents the flame of the Shekhinah vis-a-vis idolatry and the battles against Amalek will be consumed by the flame of the Shekhinah, which is the abiding connection about that above that occurs whenever we remember the holiness we are a part of. It is the Shekhinah that is our connection, that takes us back to the master of the world, because even the mere impression of the Shekhinah is enough to help us remember the way of return despite the limitations of exile. Therefore, we can see that Shekhinah makes herself known the closer to unity that we approach. In this way, we are provided the signposts for our return. The second tikkun. Bereshit pa'amim harav hem habataro Reshit. V'kol echad mehaparash mikomo. Bereshit bara, in the beginning created. Many times in the Torah there is a beginning, and each one is explained in its place. The first is in Proverbs. Kevav Keyud has acquired me as the beginning of his way, and this is the Torah in which there are cantillation notes and vowel points and letters and many positive and negative commandments, mitzvot, which are all depend upon the name Kevav Keyud. Or maybe it's supposed to be read Yudke Vavke. It says, this is my name forever. My name, Shemi, it has a gematria of 350. Together with Yud He is 365. Yud He is 15. My remembrance, 237, Zachari, together with 11, which is Vave, is 248. 365 plus 248 is equal to 613. There are 365 from the left, from fear of Givorah, they were given. The terror of Isaac. In order to ascertain the meanings of these first verses, the mind has to be open to Yud He Vav He, together with additions of the vowels, the cantillation marks, the dots, and the letters. The mitzvot totaling 248 and those totaling 365 that show the awareness of that is called by Yitzhak, or the fear of Hashem. This fear is the awareness that our actions have consequences, and we should therefore be mindful of them. It is the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to unify with his Shekhinah. It is our purpose to unify with our feminine nature. This is how creation comes about, or this is the way things work. The Shekhinah needs to align itself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to connect. This alignment is referenced by Ezekiel's vision of the wheels and their turnings. In order to get anywhere, in such a situation, man must have the intention to connect, and this sole intention is the aligning force that makes connection possible. And I am explaining. In my opinion, the reason for Tikkun 2 and 3 in the parentheses, which is below, is due to different versions of the Tikkuni Zohar. Sometimes this is marked as number 2, and us other times it's marked as number 3. Bereshit Shem Yirat Ma Neshaar Me'ilo Otyot Shin Bet. Bereshit, the word of fear, or Yirah, is contained there. What is left is the shin and the bet. Then the mystery of the word shuv, shin bet, is returned in the fear of yud. The fear of yud. Without fear, there is no wisdom, as they have established. If there is no fear, there is no chachmah, because fear is a treasure store of wisdom. It is its storage, its hiding place, It is the house of the king. Tikkun 3. And this is Tikkun 3 like this. Bereshit, Rosh Bet, Vav Dalet, Vav Dalet, Hadavar, Bechachma, Yudbina, Bet. Bereshit, in a beginning, the Rosh, which is the head, and the Bayit, the house. And the secret of the word, in wisdom will a house be built. Let's complete section 18b by scanning the Aramaic first. Section 18b. Fear is the secret repository, the treasure house of wisdom, because it reminds us of the consequences of our thoughts and actions, which are determined directly in the house of the king. Rosh, the head, and the initial insight builds the house. When we remember this, we recognize that wisdom is only there in its own house. The middle pillar becomes evident when we become aware of it through Adonai, filling us with the awareness of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The Shekhinah expands itself to fill its container and then contracts, consolidating its connections. Then there is a further expansion depending on the expansion of consciousness that is affected by listening within and responding to the designs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This container is, of course, Pet, also known as the chamber. The seven lands, the seven chambers, the seven heavens, all refer to this filling aspect that takes place within Adam, or the archetype of man. There is a flowing, the consciousness of which is the holy connection, or the Ba-Kodesh. The covenant is the conscious recognition of the flowing that continuously takes place within. Our grasp, however, never exceeds our reach, meaning that which we may conceive of, our grasp, never exceeds our ability to become the container, our reach. Wherein consciousness flows into the expressing itself as itself. Before I read Tikkun 4, in English, in the wisdom of the philosophers, the statement is that our reach should exceed our grasp. But in the wisdom of the Zohar, it's saying that our grasp is always equal to our reach. Most people, at least when I first heard that quote in the eighth grade science class, I didn't know what the difference between grasp and reach is. So my teacher, showed us by example. He stood in front of the class, and he spread his arms out to the side with his hands in the open position. And then he closed his hands into fists. And he said, "This is our grasp." And then he bent sideways at the waist. And he reached further than where the grasp was. And then he bent to the waist in the other direction. And he reached further than where the grasp was. Those furthers represent the reach. And the philosophers say the reach should always exceed the grasp. But in the Torah, in the wisdom of the Zohar, our grasp is equal to our reach. So as our grasp expands, so will our reach. Tikkun 4. Bereshit. Kativ tirchu li. Sha'ari tzedek. Avo vam ota yod kei. Bereshit, it is written, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Yud-Heh." And the cherubs should be spreading their wings upwards, two cherubs of the eyes, spreading wings that refers to the eyelids. What is there that must be opened? It is the gate of righteousness, symbolizing our direct access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This passage here sets up what is the primary purpose of this discussion, which is opening ourselves up to the inner voice that is one representing the unity of heaven. This is how we acknowledge Yud-Keh or Yah-Keh. When we open up, we let go of the blockages shown here as the crooked spirit, serpent. This tells us that because of this blockage, it is only death that releases us from the serpent, unless we open to the one true voice within. What this is saying is that everything physical is connected to the serpent, to the negative system. And it's only through death that we can be removed from the negative system. Or there's an alternative to death, and that's to be open to the one true voice within, to the voice of Hashem. Continuing to read. The mystery of Bereshit is that we are the daughters of the One through our acceptance of that inner voice. You may only enter this holy place via the 42-letter divine name, meaning that each letter must be thought of and focused and then recognized for the pathway to the divine. Without this recognition, the name loses its meaning. The verse from Shemot, "And the earth was formless and void. I will come in." This is actually from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And that's the end of section 18. And so we will stop the class here. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday, So we will have a mini Zohar class at 4:30 and questions and answer session at 7 p.m. And we will count the Omer, both tonight at 8:30 and tomorrow night at 8:30. All times are West Coast times. Now, I would like to put out a request for volunteers. As you can see, I am making quite a few comments and answering questions in the recordings that we've been doing lately. Those recordings are the mini Zohar recordings and the Tikkuni Zohar recordings. And there are other classes as well where I make unwritten comments. I am looking for someone who will listen to the recordings along with reviewing the handouts and anything that is addition, whether it's a question by a student or a comment by a student or one of my comments, that by listening to the recording, you would be able to transcribe and type what those additions are. Not the whole thing. You don't have to describe everything. But when you hear a voice or a comment or something that is not in the handout, you would type it up in a Word document and email me that document. So in time, we would be able to add these comments and these questions and these explanations to the handouts so that everything will eventually become complete. So I'm looking for volunteers to do this. If you have the time, whether it's an hour a week, an hour a month, or more time, please send me an email and let me know that you're available. Thank you very much. I hope you all have a good evening, filled with peace and with shalom, completion. And we will count the Omer in about 35 minutes. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.